This is Andrew, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. You just heard Spark, the album opener from Tori Amos's From the Choir Girl Hotel. And yes, folks, the theme of track one's album openers is back again for today's show. We got a good variety of stuff lined up today, as always. That one, which I just was informed by my mother, actually, that she is coming to play on the Met, at the Met, rather, on my birthday, which is pretty soon. Not going to say the exact day, not going to shout myself out like that, but it's coming soon, so maybe that'll be something in the future. Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. I am, sort of a big Tori fan, kind of grew up with her music playing in the background on car rides and whatnot, so I'm a big appreciator. So there we go. That was some Tori Amos. And yeah, let's just keep it rolling today with something from, what's next? Fairport Convention. Oh yeah, love this album. This is the opener from Lesion Leaf, An Invitation to Come and Dance and Sing. Come All Ye from Fairport Convention here on WMFO.
Together we will try to rouse. com sol e chuva, você sonhava que ia ser melhor depois. Você queria ser o grande herói das estradas, tudo que você queria ser. Segredo, você tem medo. Só pensa agora em voltar. Não fala mais na porta e no anel de sapata. Tudo que você devia ser. Você não quis deixar que eu falasse de tudo, tudo que você podia ser. Você ainda pensa e é melhor do que nada. Tudo que você consegue ser. Não importa, não faz mal. Você ainda pensa e é melhor do que nada. Tudo que você consegue ser.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stan Rogers!
Once again with the tide, she slips her lines, turns her head and comes away. Where she lay so still there at Privateer's Wharf, now she quickly gathers way. She will range far south from the harbor mouth and rejoice with every wave. Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Feel her bow rise free of Mother Sea in a sunburst cloud of spray that stings the cheek while the rigging will speak of sea miles gone away. She is always best under full dress, hard over as she lay. And who will know the blue nose in the sun? In the sun. The proud fast queen of the Grand Banks fleet, portrayed on every dime. New hard work in her time, hard work in every line. The rich men's toys of the Gloucester boys, with their token bit of cod, they snapped their spars and strained to pass her by. But she left them all behind. Now her namesake daughter remains to show what she has been. What every schoolboy remembers and will not come again. To think she's the last of the Grand Banks schooners that fed so many men. But who will know the blue nose in the sun? she not take wing like a living thing, child of the moving tide? See her pass with grace on the water's face with clean and quiet pride. Our own tall ship of great renown still lifts unto the sky. And who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Know the blue nose in the sun. Know the blue nose in the sun.
Stan Rogers there from his live album Home in Halifax. Blue Nose, the opener off of that fantastic, fantastic double live album, released retrospectively after his death, but some of his greatest moments on that record, including that one. And yeah, before that we heard Milton Nascimento from the album Clube da Esquina, Brazilian album, of course, a classic, Tudo o que você podia ser. And then starting that off was Come All Ye from Fairport Convention's Liege and Leaf. And now, let's go for a PSA. I was very excited to see this PSA pop up in the little binder we have here. Someone just put it in here the other day. And it is for Somerville Porch Fest 2022, which is on Saturday, May 14th, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. And so Somerville Porch Fest 2022 is set to ring out on front stoops across the city on Saturday, May 14th, stroll through neighborhoods citywide to enjoy this showcase of Somerville's varied and diverse array of musical talent. Festivities will start west of Willow Avenue from 12 to 2 p.m. Performances between Willow Avenue and Central Street will take place from 2 to 4 p.m. And east of Central Street will bring it on home from 4 to 6 p.m. For more information, go to somervilleartscouncil.org/porchfest or just search for Somerville Porch Fest. This has been a message from the Somerville Arts Council and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Highly recommend that. Go check it out on Saturday, May 14th. I went to the one that they had back in the fall because it was delayed from May because of COVID and everything. Really surprising to see the great array of folk and rock and klezmer bands that we have in Somerville. Some really great creative people in this city. So highly recommend you check that one out. But for now, let's hear some music from the Turntables, from Talking Heads, the opener from their 1979 album Fear of Music, the nonsensical lyrics of E. Zimbra on MFO.
Red rain is coming down all over me. I'm begging you, red rain coming down. Red rain coming down. Red rain coming down. Red rain coming down.
Bebop Deluxe there with Orphans of Babylon, the opener from their 1976 album, Modern Music. Some glam rock, art rock, whatever you want to call it there. And before that, also on vinyl, we heard, well, very apparently on vinyl, apologies for the dustiness and poppiness and crackliness of that one. Bit of an amateur hour moment there, I must confess. But that was Red Rain from So, 1986 classic album from Peter Gabriel. Starting off that trio of songs was E-Zimbra opening up Fear of Music, Talking Heads' 1979 album. You are still listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have passed the halfway point of the hour. We don't have any more PSAs to get through, so that just means that we'll get to some more music, shall we? Let's hear some country, not too country, let's not go crazy here, but a little bit of Townes Van Zandt, perhaps. That might be a good idea, don't you think? This is the opener from his self-titled album, 1969. For the sake of the song, here's Townes Van Zandt on MFO.
Why does she sing her sad songs? For me, I'm not the one to tenderly bring her soft sympathy. I've just begun to see my way clear, and it's plain if I stop, I will fall. I can lay down a tear for her pain, just a tear, and that's all. What does she want me to do? She says that she knows that moments are rare. I suppose that it's true. Then on she goes to say I don't care. All she knows that I do. Maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? She'd like to think I was cruel, but she knows that's a lie, for I would be no more than a two if I allowed her to cry all over me. All my sorrow is real, even though I can't change my plans. She could see how I feel, then I know that she'd understand. Or does she actually think I'm to blame? Does she really believe that some word of mine could relieve all her pain? Can't she see that she grieves just because she's been blindly deceived by her shame? Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? But nothing's what it seems. Maybe she'll start someday to realize if she abandons her dreams, then all the words she can say are only lies. Oh, when will she see that to gain is only to lose? All that she offers me are her chains, and I got to refuse. Oh, but it's only to herself that she's lied. She likes to pretend there's something that she should defend with her pride. And I don't intend to stand here and be the friend from whom she must hide. Maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song.
Japanese Breakfast there with the opener from Psycho Pomp, In Heaven. Two very sad songs, I'm just now realizing, in a row there. Japanese Breakfast, In Heaven, and then before that, Townes Van Zandt, For the Sake of the Song. Always a very melancholy time when Townes Van Zandt is playing. The best country is sad country, in my opinion. I think that's a pretty widely held opinion, but, you know, it's always good to reinforce it once in a while, remind you about the good country once in a while. Ain't that right? Anyway, we are reaching about the three-quarters point of the hour, 4:42 p.m. here in sunny Medford, Massachusetts. We've got a couple more tunes left today, but before those, I do want to make an announcement following up on my earlier announcement from a week or 2 weeks ago or something like that, where I talked about moving my time slot for this show here on Andromeda from 4 p.m. on Sundays, which is where it is now, to 10 p.m. on Thursdays for fall 2022, and possibly even to some extent summer 2022, depending on how regularly I'll be coming in here over the summer. That will also be TBD. But I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to move the show. There's always sort of been a vibe that I want to cultivate with this show, and I can only do so much with that at 4 p.m. on Sundays. The light is still in, it's not dark. Sometimes I want to get into some real, you know, after dark music in a way. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I may still do some sub shows during the day, but some big changes coming to Andromeda, I think, are going to be put in place from here on out. So with that said, this is actually going to be my last 4 p.m. show, regularly occurring at least, last 4 p.m. show. So this is quite a big major development. And I don't know what else to say, so I'm just going to play a pretty long song and an excellent, excellent album opener from one of my favorite jazz fusion albums, the Pat Metheny Group self-titled album San Lorenzo. Quite delightful track. Hope you enjoy it here on MFO.
Thank you.
Man, I just love the spectacular finish of that song, don't you? Oh, man. San Lorenzo from Pat Metheny Group from their self-titled album, 1978. 10-minute album opener there. And yeah, that's been our theme for today. Album openers, track ones, introductions to long-form pieces of musical work, whatever you want to call them. And not only that, but this has been the last Andromeda show of the 2021-2022 academic year here at WMFO and Tufts University. So it's been a good one. We had some ups and some downs, some mishaps and some major successes, but we pulled through. Yeah, that's about all I have to say for now. See you in the summer and fall, hopefully. We will be back as soon as possible, possibly even June. I'll be back in this studio over the summer, but we shall see. Anyway, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Andrew, and I'm going to finish things out today with one of the bands who was slated to perform at Spring Fling yesterday, but unfortunately could not make it because his flight got canceled. The album opener that I'm going to play is from his album Fuzzy Brain. This is Dayglow with False Direction. You're listening to WMFO, and I'll see y'all hopefully very soon. Good evening.
this all. Cause I gotta be somewhere soon. What am I doing here? What